Restoring My Soul, Monday the 2nd of December. Come to Me. In this season, the Spirit is calling us to meet Christ eye to eye and face to face so that we can be delivered from the fallen religious self-image that is an impediment to inheriting eternal salvation. This was the Apostle Paul's exhortation when he wrote, "For consider him who endured such hostility, that is, contradiction, from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouraged in your souls." Jesus experienced this contradiction in the court of Caiaphas when his justice was taken away as he was bruised for our iniquitous self-image. To consider Jesus is to look into his face and to acknowledge that his marred visage is the embodiment of our grotesque religious projections. These projections are the expression of a Christian image that is sourced from within ourselves on the basis of our knowledge of good and evil. It is an alternative image to the new creation image of the Son to which we were predestined by God. Many Christians do not understand that they can be born from above and yet fail to obtain their salvation because they choose to live according to their carnal self-image. This image is fed by former gospels and church traditions and is galvanized by the good works that belong to their own sight and understanding. A person who continues to live in this way will become discouraged when their self-image is compromised or is not being verified by others. Their penitent actions, which they exercise either to fortify or to recover their carnal self-image, cause them to become weary in their Christian pilgrimage. Discouragement and weariness are the evidence that a person is failing to enter the rest that belongs to our salvation in the kingdom of God. The Apostle Paul said, "For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep." A person in this condition is suffering under the judgment of God because they fail to discern their sanctified participation in the agape meal as a member of the body of Christ. The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 12 verse 3, Acts chapter 8 verse 33, Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5, 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 30, and 1 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 29. For further study, Hebrews chapter 12.